is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Okay, so I shouldn't be singing. I probably sound very terrible. Why are you looking at me like that?
Hi, Stanya. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I am doing great on this Saturday.
Well, why you was looking like that when I was singing?
I just wanted to know to shout out
who sang it.
Who sang the song?
Yeah, no, I know. Malika. Malika actually is from from Governor's Harbor.
Okay, Malika, shout out to Malika.
She's popular. She's very popular. I love her. She's in Los Angeles? She's been in plays. She's actually doing exceptionally well.
Okay.
She's amazing. And I'm not being silly. She's really good. I love
her. Shout out to Malika. Shout out to Malika.
And she has It Factor.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, shout out to Eleuthera.
That's it. The Pineapple Stem. That's it.
You ain't know nothing but Eleuthera.
Sweetie, my blood Izzy Lutheran, thank you so okay, much. Savannah Sound and Palmetto Point, thank you very much.
Okay, come through.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, let me.
With little Dasha Acklands.
Okay. You and them on a hasty times, little something in your blood, eh?
Some, no, sweetie, Baines, Ferguson's, us, them. Get it right.
Let me say shout out to where my dad and grandmother's
from. All right.
Okay. My uncle Duke, I don't even want to call off all the names because if I leave off a name, I could get in trouble. But anyway, check out my Annie right there by Queen Conk. That's right. Annie LeVon right there doing her conk salad. I just saying. Brylan, hello, Queen Conk. I just saying.
Big ups.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about coming or going to homecoming.
Brylan?
No. Well, Brylan is in October,
that's
the regatta. But no, mm-hmm. I wanted to do the homecoming in Roxanne.
So
I've
never been to homecoming. I've never been to regatta in all the blank years of my life.
For true?
Not a one.
I don't really like too much to be going on. And to me, that'd be a ton of a fest. Right? Okay. I love Eleuthera. I won't tell you all a word of line. I love mainland, even though daddy is from Brylan. And I mean, as my mom is from Andres.
Mm.
But you know, your grammy is who will take you out and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. my grandmother and my mom, when I was just like one. So I never, you know, so we don't know a lot about Andres. But I grew up more with my dad's family. So my grandmother would always take us to Brylan.
Let me tell you, shout out to Lutheran bread.
Yeah, man. Listen.
Pause. Like the young people say, pause.
Yes.
But trust me. Oh, Lord.
Good food.
Let's leave the food. I talk about the bacon.
You ever been to Brylan? You been to Brylan?
Of course.
You ever been to Arthur's Bakery?
Is that the one on the corner?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the best bread ever.
Yes, ma'am.
Hands down.
I had bread from somebody's kitchen. And it was no bakery. This was somebody grammy. We had to pick up a loaf of bread and some rolls. That's where the bread is.
Okay.
That's where the bread is. You sound like
you know, but thanks.
I know, but love it is food.
You know, yeah,
okay.
And listen now, but see, you say you ain't never been, you ain't never been to South.
Yeah,
I mean, like mainland. South, like by Deep Creek. Because they got one woman there on the band. Listen, This crack-conking man.
Man, let me tell you.
Oh,
we was
Lord
on the water in Brylan, and it's a man who's give you a crack anything. He's taking out the water and fry it on the side by the dock.
Okay.
Charlie, hungry as well.
That's right.
Hi, Stanya.
Hey. I doing my intermittent fasting, so I haven't. I had three grapes.
Okay.
I had three grapes today.
Don't pass out on me, okay?
No, girl. Like, do I look like I weak right now?
No, ma'am.
You ain't notice I lose like 1 or 2 pounds? You ain't see a little
Okay.
Are you trying to get that shape what you got over there?
Hey. I can't tell you all the secrets, but all right.
In the words of my Grammy, Well, my mommy.
Tahai.
That's right.
Girl, what are we talking about today, Miss?
Oh, pleasant good afternoon, everyone. This is Stanley Davis. That's right. I am she and she's me. And in studio with me today, I have Heather Gray.
Hello, hello, hello.
This is the first time I've seen you for the year.
Yes, and you want to tell me happy birthday?
When your birthday was, I miss that.
Ugh, ghetto. Oh, goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I miss that.
You guys, please check on Stanya. She ain't doing well.
No, you know, a perimenopausal man.
I'm the beginning of the year, baby.
Too many. Listen, there's so many people's birthday in every day. Wait.
I'm concerned about everybody. It's okay. Me who won the show with you today.
That's right.
Okay.
Happy belated birthday.
You gotta keep that, but thank you.
Oh, my God. And listen, let me say belated birthdays also to Debbie. Okay, my good, decent friend, lover.
Happy birthday, Debbie.
We've been friends like for 30 years. Oh my God, that's so long. I'm so sick of her. But anyhow, also happy belated birthday to my stepfather, Dennis Marshall. Hi, Dennis. And also happy birthday to my other good, decent friend, Candy from FOAM. She entered the year old club now. Yes. Everybody, listen, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Also, happy belated birthday to Travis, my little brother, Travis Ferguson. All right. I think I got all of the birthday out of the way. January has been a very serious month. But anyways, welcome, guys. So today, what are we talking about? We're talking about things. Last week, we were talking about things that concerned Bahamians, so things that were blogging about, talking about online on social media, concerns that they had with the country. And so this week we kind of talking about it, but in a different way, in a more emotional way. Okay, so I went online in different groups, different pages, and I saw people were posting things and asking about relationship stuff, and I want to share what they said. And oh my goodness, I need to send Brittany some voice notes. Brittany, my producer, my number one producer. But yeah, so we're going to talk about relationship-y stuff, and then we're going to get into, you ready for this? You heard what I told you, too. Emotional gangsterism, y'all. That's what we're going to be talking about on the next half of the show. So the first part of the show is that I'm going to answer or give my 2 cents or give our 2 cents on some of the things that people would have put online about relationships and women, men, blah, blah, blah. And once again, this is not a woman versus man show. And then we're going to go into emotional gangsterism. Okay, this. And listen, we got to shed some light on. Why are you looking like that, Eddie?
No, but you're about to tell me.
Yeah, the emotional gangsterism. This is like how people manipulate in relationships. And I don't, and I got like, but a, well, you know, when I pull out, what is this I got here? What is this?
Her personal Bible journal.
That's right, my black book. When you see, when I got this black book out, child, no, I ready for anything, child. I come prepared. Emotional gangsterism, but we'll get to that. Okay, so the first thing that I saw online that caught...
This is in general, or this is people messaging you directly?
No, this one is, I just was stealing people posts.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, where I got it from, I was just stealing posts.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get into the emotional gangsterism, that is from, you know, what I've seen as a life coach who have clients and who work with people. Because most life coaches don't really work with people, believe it or not. But I'm a life coach who actually have clients and work with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that I want to share because I've seen it again and again. And it's actually how people get... You know, you give yourself away in a relationship.
Okay.
And so I'm going to expose the tactics that the emotional gangster does. You might see yourself in it, or you might see your partner. And as a matter of fact, this gangsterism is not only just in intimate relationships, like, you know, your man, woman, or whatever it is you're into.
Okay.
This is also... Well, it's 2026, I'm just saying. It's also actually about persons. I've seen this as with parents, too. Parents and their children. Just people in general, believe it or not.
Okay.
All right. First thing that I saw, and I got this out of, and I have no problem saying when I got where I got this from. I got this from out of 242 in the know.
Mm.
Okay. So right, I got two things out of there. So the first thing I saw was, question, do women really know when they have a good man?
No and yes.
Okay. And I asked the people in my contact list. Brittany, you have one of my voice notes, right? Uh-huh. In my contact list. And it was very good things that the women shared. And let me tell y'all, guys, and I'm going to share what they said. But I also, then I went on to ask them if they ever, this was the interesting one, if they ever fumbled a good man.
Oh, yes.
And what? And the responses that I got from the majority of women, very, very interesting women. Very blasted interesting.
You have to explain why.
Okay. But anyway, so what is a good man? What you got, Heather?
Boy. I think one, for sure, this may be cliche, but I realize at my age, one who is God-fearing, not overly religious, but one who knows the Bible and can adhere to some of the principles in that. Because, let me tell you, this world's so wild.
Mm-hmm.
And it's wild because some of these little children, I call them children, the big men and the children, they don't understand. I'm talking about the big kids, the big adult kids. They don't, they can be 50, but they still lack in 20. That's what I mean.
Okay.
They don't understand how things are supposed to be. Some principles, some key principles. I ain't talking about the whole chauvinistic and traditionalism and all. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that they honestly just don't understand how God...
Okay. All right.
Other than that, for me, it has to be a man that is protective.
Okay.
And I say that in a very, very general, very, very, very general state.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Hold on. Okay. So most of the women said... most of them said that, right, they like men who, that a good man was someone who provide and stuff. Brittany, play that voice note that I just sent you. It's two that I sent? Yeah, you could send because it's the same person. Hey, why are you acting like I ain't on you?
Pieces, please forgive me. I'm just hearing your message. In my opinion, a good man is one who sees you. He's you. He hears you. He listens to not just your words, but your heart. Who is intentional about pouring into you. Intentional about pouring into you. And who is also... And one who adores and affirms you. He adores you and affirms you publicly and privately. Privately first, of course, that's the most important. But he adores you so much that, you know, he shouts about your goodness, your beauty, and just uplifts you even publicly. And he affirms you. He affirms your giftedness, your beauty, your purpose. And supports you along the way. So that's what I would. You're free to use my name. Thank you. I hope it's not too late.
Okay, because see, I asked people if it's okay to...
Of course.
You know, yeah.
You do a waiver. That's fine.
Yeah, because, you know, people think that I'm rude. I'm rude all the time. I'm very... Believe it or not, I'm very respectful of people's
privacy.
I don't
think you're rude. I think you're honest.
Thank you. See, this is why I love you.
Yeah.
This is why I love you. Anyhow. Okay, so now, I thought that was very interesting. That was Rhonda Wright. And if y'all don't know Rhonda, Rhonda is the vegan. That's what I call it. But Rhonda is the vegan who teaches how to eat and all that good, wonderful stuff.
Holistic lifestyle.
Yeah. Do you know Rhonda?
No.
Oh. And Rhonda been married from 1972. That time she born after that, but... That's how long she's been married. Yes.
That's good.
So one thing, I also asked my daughter, by the way. And
she's
what
how old
said,
again?
My daughter's 20.
Okay.
Now, what Rhonda said pretty much was what women said and along with the other stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so I wanted to know, I was like, I wonder what my daughter would say.
Okay.
So she said, Mommy, a good man is someone who is, who cares about my feelings. I said, oh, okay, what do you mean? So she's like, you know, my daughter's a diva. My daughter's a pie. bam. So she was like, you were really nice. Because she's pretty and smart and nice. Okay, let me go on. So I do a good job. Oh, anyway, just kidding. All right. Listen, if y'all ain't...
If you don't beg up your own, okay then. All
right
then.
Tell y'all how right before the show started, y'all, before I was singing, she was showing me pictures of her son who's a model. That's all I got to say.
This is Miss Wright?
I don't know about you. Did you not send me photos?
Oh, you're talking about me? You're talking about all kind of people in this one sentence in 1 minute.
You got to keep up.
Oh, yeah, my baby's a pie.
Okay, hello.
My baby's a pie. My baby's a model.
Exactly. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, what do you mean? So she said, well, mommy, it doesn't matter if they are attracted to me. It doesn't matter how attractive they find me. If they're not nice to me, if they don't care about how I feel, then I would not want to be with them. So I was like, boy, you do a good job with this gal, you know. But she's right. Now, guys, I want to talk to y'all for 2 seconds. 2 seconds. I've said this before on the show, but I want to say it again because y'all just don't get it. Okay. There are several versions of women in each female. One version is the old woman. This is the woman, this is the part of the woman who shoots off at the mouth. She thinks she knows everything. Also in that, anyway, I'm going to go to that. That's a deeper conversation. Then there's a woman who she is right now in this moment. So this is the woman who wants everything. She wants this, want, dogging it, everything. Then there's the other part of this woman is the teenager, okay? This fun-loving, sporadic teenager. Most men love that version, right? Because that's the woman who is, you know, she's exciting. She'll swing from the chandeliers and bam, bam, bam. You know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I mean. Hey! Okay. And then the other female in a woman is the vulnerable little girl. Now, you know, for the most part, man, y'all like that, you know, that teenage version, that, you know, that energetic person. However, it's the vulnerable little girl that we need from you. This vulnerable little girl is the version of us that we like, the man who provides and protects and who cares about our feelings, who's gentle with us. Every woman, I don't give a 5 cents if they like tuggish guys or whatever, rough guys. We need men who are also gentle with us. We all need a gentle man. We need to be your baby. Literally, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean when I say protect. I'm not saying, oh, if somebody comes squeeze.
Yes.
I'm talking about protect. And I was very general. And then Rhonda was very specific. And your daughter.
Yeah.
When it comes down, hear me, see me. That's protecting.
Yes, guys.
That's protecting. I can say me. That's protecting the head. The, like you say, the little girl in
the
me.
The little girl. And yeah. Let me tell you, and guys, if you struggle to find the little girl, let me tell you when you see her. Like I've seen.
Can you feed me?
But I remember one time we were having a pool party and my ma, who was in her 70s at the time, early 70s. I tell you, my mom is a cougar, so her husband is younger.
Okay. Why are you talking this woman business?
Well, mommy, go on.
Go ahead, ma.
You know, she always let
mom cougar in peace. Go ahead.
Anyhow, so when my stepdad came,
mm-hmm.
I saw the little girl in her light up.
Mm-hmm. Like I know that feeling.
Yes!
I know that feeling.
Another time.
Just light, just for no reason.
Yes. Time I saw my younger sister, and when her boyfriend came, I mean, her face was like she was glowing.
All 82 teeth.
Yes.
Okay. Whatever, how much teeth?
Yes, guys. Like, y'all are the cat's meow, man. We need y'all. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, being gentle with the woman. I think I've said this, Lord, they could kill me for this. But anyway, because y'all just report me to my daddy. I noticed that sometimes they just report me. But anyhow.
Girl, you are 50-something.
That's all. Now, why are you trying to put extra? Yes, I just turned 50 in November. Ugh. Slow your roll. Okay. Anyhow. And I still a daddy's girl. Thank you. Now, I saw this with my stepmom. Some people know my stepmom. So I'm not going to say her name. But, you know, my stepmom is like, oh, she's a beast, right? When I say a beast, meaning that she's a strong woman. She's very entrepreneur. She's a businesswoman. You know, she's strong. And it was just something that happened. And when I saw my dad embrace her, in that moment, I was like, daddy is a safe space.
Yeah. You said that before on the show while they were traveling to Europe, I think.
No, that's child like
you. Yeah,
she's loving my tuna. Yeah. But in that moment, I saw... You know, I saw that.
But there's
that.
So many levels to what a good man is, but it comes down to, oh boy, what makes a good alpha male?
Hold on. See, this, you number one texter. A good man, see, a God-fearing man and who serves and adores God, not a woman. A good man is a man who...
Read it with some life.
No, man. Hold on, man. A good man is a man who disciplines a woman. See, you hear that?
Hold on. Continue reading it.
No, see how you done changed now.
No, read it.
And who puts her in check when she steps out of line. Okay.
Is that his full text? That's it?
Correction is love. Okay, hold on. Okay. Listen now. You know, this is the issues that I have. And unfortunately, there are... some things that contribute to this, the way that we view. Why? That sounds more like a child. That sounds like you are with a child.
That's control.
That's not a partnership.
That's
okay?
Control.
That's not, right, that's very. And you know what I find amazing too? There's several things I find amazing in life. Women, okay, for all the things that have progressed, all the rights, the different groups that have really progressed, I mean, and we're talking about, and I could say this, even the LGBTQPTWXYG have all these rights, right? Women, we still,
patriarchal society.
Yeah, we still down there. The foot's
society.
Still on our neck in a big way. Now, there's some pluses, of course, to being a female, of course. But it's still, we still have not progressed. We still down there. You know, and this
did he
is,
send an XX? I saw an XX.
Yeah, I don't even really want to read this right now to tell you
read
the
it.
Truth. But when we see, I can read it, I can get to it. But when I hear things, people say, oh, this is my disciplines. That's
discipline,
not your mate.
Discipline.
If your mate, and talking about discipline, my love, you, that's already off course. You off. You're very off. Very, very off.
He's all hurt.
Nah, I ain't know but all that. I ain't saying all that but man. All I'm saying is that's too much, sir. It's a little too much. You're not talking about a child. And even if you was talking about a child, if I did hear that, the only thing I hear inside that, it sound like, that's what that sound like. You see, I did the little tiger thing just now.
Everybody, she did the little finger stand.
Yeah, I did
the snar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No. No. No, you don't want a woman. You don't want a partner.
Person,
no.
Mr. Texter, do you have a mate? And do you discipline your mate? We're going off topic. What else he saying? I don't even know.
And by the way, the text line and the WhatsApp line, apparently, because I didn't even know he was on WhatsApp chat. 422-4796. 422-4796. That's the text line if you want to send me a text. Or you can also call 3232. That's 323-6232. I'm going to give the other number, 325-4316. Now, something interesting happened when I asked the women. So a lot of the women, when I asked them if they ever, the other question I asked them was, have they ever met a good man? Okay. Mm-mm. Heather, have you ever met a good man?
I have.
You have? Okay.
I have.
So some of the women said that, yes, they did. Not a lot. So if I asked 20 women, I would say...
And it also depends on where you are in your life.
About 5 people said that they met a good man. Okay, guys?
Out of 15?
Out of 20.
Okay.
Okay. Now, another thing that I asked them was, okay, have you ever fumbled a good man? Now...
Can you fumble a good man?
Yes, you can. I have fumbled a good man. Come back. I fumbled a good man, yes. I have fumbled a good man.
That was rhetoric. I just wanted to... Like, can you really fumble a good man?
Because, okay...
That man just ain't for you.
Well, that could be it. But, okay, also I believe that relationships help you to grow and mature into another version of you
by
so that when
some
that
hard
person
lessons.
Yes, and unfortunately for many of us, the only way that we can learn is when something gets dropped on our skull.
Something,
now
yeah.
You know what was amazing. I did ask men this question too
would make
about
a good woman?
about what made a good man, and actually, and most of them said that, you know, provide and take care of their family, da da da. And then I asked the men, okay, are you a good man? So they said yes. Most of them said yes. And then I said, have you been a bad man or not so good man?
And they said yes.
And they admitted it. This is why I love men too. Men to me more honest than women.
They are.
And then when I asked the men too, I said, so you have fumbled good women?
Yes. They
and
have.
They said yes. Now let's come over to the women, the woman's stem. When I asked, out of the 20 women that I asked if they ever fumbled a good man, 3 people said yes. Only 3 women.
Has met a good man?
Well, I mean, no. Well, yeah.
Okay, let's check those percentages.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I got to check that again.
Because but only if you don't think you met a good man, but you fumbled a good man.
Yeah.
That ain't adding.
But how come they never even met a good man, though?
I just said it. It depends on where you are in your life.
That's
another thing. I think we've all met a good man, a good boy, a good man. In high school, we may have met a boy who liked us and wanted to do everything for us, be there for us, be our friend and everything else. And we just was into the boy who just was bad.
I was just about to say, I remember working at education with, hi, Pastor Roger Garola. That's my other friend. I have a friend. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, and I remember I'm like, yeah, we're all a good man, man. We're all a good man. And so he's like, Stania, you've had good men. This me, what you talking about? He said, yeah, remember them said who you called boring? This me, yeah, what happened to them? What wrong with them? He said, yeah, they was a good man. This me, for true?
Why does good have to be safe?
Because safe feels good.
I'm not saying safe as in chuck 'em up raiders. I'm talking about, why can't you have a person who is challenging? And I'm not saying challenging in terms of the negative. Why can't you have someone who is helping you grow? That's what I mean by a challenge. That doesn't feel safe initially.
Okay, but it's also how you do it too. And are you open to growing? Because this person True. May be trying to help you, but then you may not be open or ready for it.
And that's how you fumble, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're not ready. You're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you this. And part of healing is actually admitting that you have fumbled, that you have not always been a good girl. But women, we ain't really ready for that conversation either. We ain't ready for that. Y'all ain't ready for that. See, I didn't even want to talk about that.
That's a day within itself.
Yeah, we ain't ready for that conversation, but a lot of us, now mind you.
Okay, social media has it where a good man is a whole list of things, and then it doesn't see what receiving a good man looks like.
I agree. Are you ready for y'all? I can look at my scripture in a minute. Anyhow, just another text message.
Proverbs 31.
I see, but they ain't want that anyway, let me stay focused. Okay. Good day, Stania, and thanks always for the relationship tips. What is your advice on an older woman with children splurging on a young man just to convince him to take out a big loan for her?
What?
A big loan for her. What is your take that this issue? Is this true love or finance, man? Boy, let me tell you something.
It depends on how... See, the thing is, we looking at it from on the outside. But we ain't know what's going on.
Well, I'll say this too. I remember a client I've had. Boy, this is really interesting. I love what I know. Sometimes I don't always like what I do. I lied. But sometimes I do. Well, for the most part, I do. Okay. Yeah, I do. But I remember someone had shared when I asked them, I said, why did you get married? And they said, well, I got married because I wanted a loan. And I was like, what? As I wanted a house. And he had asked several times. I didn't want to get married. And then when they went to the loan officer, and the loan officer was like, are you married? Because, you know, maybe you and your husband could put together. And then she was like, oh, okay, well, let me go marry him. You'll be surprised why people got married. Okay, so what is my advice on an older woman with children splurging? Okay, first of all, is she splurging on the children? Is she taking care of her children? That's my first thing. My first
How
thing is
old
all,
are the kids?
Right, exactly. Are these school-age children? Is she taking good care of the children? And if she's splurging, then why does she need a loan, or does she need big money? And if that's the case, listen, just go there and go work. Go work and go save up your money or what have you, okay?
Well, my advice to that would be, there's different levels. Whoever writing that, I would hope that's the child. Concern for their mother being reckless. And if it is not, in all of your senses, just mind your business that pays you. Because people can do what they want to do. And it looks tacky from the outside with the cougarism. But if she's happy and if she uses, hey, what they used to say in the song? I don't know. Are you, you ain't too old for this, right? Exchange ain't no robbery?
Of course, that's Vibes Cartel.
Oh, okay, then. Excuse you. So my thing is that I'm not condoning foolishness, but I'm saying if the children are being taken care of and somebody on the outside is not looking and saying, oh, well, she being this and this and this, judge not.
Well, judge not. Well, okay. And my thing, though, is so.
Unless there are signs of some type of.
Because the people then say they say you're very aggressive, you bossy. That's what someone say.
Okay, anyhow, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, but okay, my thing too is this gentleman aware that she wants a loan? And see, and that's another thing. You say, well, people have all kind of hidden agendas. People have all kind of hidden agendas.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Stanio.
I don't like
but
that.
How you know what really going on if you're in
you
it?
You never know. Well, no, you don't know. I mean, wait, you mean me, us, on the outside? No, or what like, do you mean?
Someone's perspective of what's going on.
Well, we only answering with the information that was
No,
provided.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in general, how do we know? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we don't. Okay. All right. Well, on to the next question. And before coming on the show, as I was sharing with a friend, I was like, oh, you know, many of the women didn't admit that they fumbled a good man. And so my friend was like, but Sanya, a lot of women have not met good men too. So I was like, boy, that's a conversation for another day because that's two different things. So she's mm-hmm. like, you know, I know lots of women who've just never really had a good man. And I must say too that like, and this goes for men too, but you know, we're talking about women right now. Like, have you ever really been loved? Women, have you like, do you know what it feels like to really, really feel safe and valued? Like, have you ever experienced a man who loved you? You know what I mean? And that's a question, because for many women, they have never really experienced that or felt that. They don't know what it is. They don't even know what it is from even their father. So that's another thing. That's, you know, it's a whole lot of stuff wrapped up in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, anyway, next question that I saw in 242 in the know, because this time we're going quick, man. Where are my little things? Hold on. Because I need to get to the emotional gangsterism. Hold on now, where is this? Okay. All right, so this was in 242 in the know, and it was an anonymous participant who posted. Hey, guys, I really need some advice or at least some help understanding a situation I'm currently facing. Okay, I'm a 35-year-old man who is currently in a one-year relationship with a 23-year-old female. When I first saw this young lady, I was captivated by her beauty and her body. We started talking, then dating. Now we are in a steady relationship. At first, the sex was banging. We couldn't keep our hands off of each other. As time went on, she started to show her true colors very quick to anger, get very disrespectful and over-jealous and insecure. I spend more time trying to make her secure than I spend showing her affection. She's not an affectionate person, as she made me to believe she was in the beginning. Every time after, she acknowledges her wrong and apologizes, but the very next day, she is back at it again. She said that I am the first person who she ever loved and was in a serious relationship with, and that is why she don't know how to act. I try to teach her that love comes with respect and affection and willingness to learn for the better. She always listens to me, but it seems as if she really can't do any better. When it comes to sex, she is always rushing, like she has somewhere to go. Woo! Whenever she calls me and say that she wants to have sex and we get together to do it, she just hurries up to the session. Okay, so after it became okay, maybe we're not this long. Okay, the way she acted before keep playing in my mind and caused me to get turned off. Okay, how do I get past this mental block that is in my head? As nice and sexy as she is, I'm not turned on by her at all anymore. Oh, you ain't got nothing to say now?
Let me stop.
Be Heather.
So,
on.
My thing is with that. I'm going to be blunt. I'm not even going to ask. I'm going to be blunt. Straightforward. You're dealing with a 23-year-old. I do kind of believe her when she says she does not really know what to do. The one-year thing, I think, has given him a lot of cues and hints. And what does he do with this? The mental block, they can have one more conversation and they may need to take a break. Okay. Honestly and truly, I think it's okay to take a break. If things come back around, she may want to, you know, sow a wild. Oh, I'm just saying, 23.
Okay.
23 is just a time to figure out some things. Not for me personally. I'm so sorry. I see life differently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So, several things. Now, personally, I don't really have an issue with
the age difference.
With the age difference between.
Yeah, of course.
Because
not.
They're grown. They're both grown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, he would have been definitely attracted to her, which is okay because, I mean, for the most part, you always see the person first.
And men are visual.
And men are visual. Creatures. So, I don't see anything wrong with that. He has tried to be a teacher to her. So this is, you know, how earlier when we said that, this person is trying to teach you, right? But at the same time, and this goes for women and men, but we're talking about men because he wrote the letter. The attraction is good. Great. That's like the first step one.
The physical attraction.
The first tier.
Mm-hmm.
But now you have to see if this person is mature enough to be with you. You are, and it depends on what you need in the relationship. So right now, he's 35, and and don't care how old you are, we're all learning and growing. So right now he's learning and growing, or he's learning that,
She is too.
Yeah, she is too, mm-hmm. but on his side, he now knows that he needs more. Okay, mm-hmm. And I need people to understand that it's okay, guys, to need more, and it's also okay to change or to decide if you want something different. A lot of times we act as though, no, you don't necessarily have to. If now you realize that, listen, I need this. I'm not being fulfilled. There's something, this is hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's very hurtful. She's not, she's rushing through sex. She's, she's aggressive. She's all that stuff. So that's not safe for him. That's actually also damaging to his self-esteem as well. Because, another thing, like I said, I remember working with a couple, and I remember the gentleman, he said, listen, if you don't stop arguing, I feel like you're going to affect down there, my down there.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it did affect his down there with her.
And then they mentally
not with other
shut
people.
Down. Yeah, they mentally shutting down.
So, mm-hmm. So my thing, if I was speaking to this gentleman now, I would be like, so now let's take a deeper look at, what do you need from a mate? Okay, now there are some 23-year-olds who are mature. Yeah,
yes.
They do exist. They may be unicorns, but there are some 23-year-olds who live bills, emotionally mature, more mature than big grown women. And if you find that person, then go. But being now in this relationship now, I would say once again, right, it's been a year and you are trying. You're trying to be patient. You've done everything.
Is he trying this hard because she speaks to the carnal side of him?
Well, it sounds like,
Because he's placed a lot of emphasis
on the
physical. Yeah.
Well, he has. And that's another question. Like, do I really only want this person because she looks good on my
looks
arm?
Attractive.
She's a trophy.
And I can't do better or something like that.
Or what have you. So all of these two are questions. That's why I said, but you have to get to the point where you have to decide, what is important to you? What do you need?
Mm-hmm.
What do you need? And if you're not getting what you need, you're not married to this person, you could go.
And it's only been a year, which is still early.
Yeah.
Listen.
Some
person's saying it's long, but it's still early.
You don't have that young thing now. I'm another young thing who is mature, who knows, but
Yeah, but she
has
feelings too, so.
But right now, she's not ready for what he is coming with and where he is at. And that's it. So now he not only discovered something about her, but he also discovered something about himself.
Right.
Okay. We got a call? What, Brittany? Mom, Brittany, you got Isen. Send it on my WhatsApp because I know I can't read lips.
You just say you're probably your 100 years old.
I say 100 years old. I know what you're saying. She can text me. Yes. Okay. So let me see what Brittany's saying now. Oh. She's saying that random citizen is on the Zoom call. Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, I got you, boo. All right. Okay. All right, guys. So we're going to take a break. Random citizen will be with us. And I'm going to answer one more thing that I saw online. And then we're going to get into the tourism because, like I said, it's not good. It is how people lose themselves in relationships. And people been doing this, and it's just been out of order. And once again, this is not a male versus female thing, because I've seen it done on both sides, men and women. We've seen it with parents, and it's awful. And what makes it so awful, I like to say this with everybody, but anyway, what makes these things so awful is that the people don't know they awful. That's what awful. We could take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify this opportunity or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Girl, you see how Cora I look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her and go to church every Sunday. So what do you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call a text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and we could text them, and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere, you make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible. For everyone, everywhere. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
We are back, and we were just gossiping about Britney. See, Britney's let me know when we start now, because, child, you know, child, listen. Ready or not?
You on.
I on. Okay, well, before I go on, though, let me read some of these scriptures. If y'all don't have good, decent, close friends, who's go to church and prophet and prophetesses and priests and pastors, that's y'all business. Anyhow, let me read some of these, especially for the text messenger. Let me go. But if any, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. But if any provide not for his own, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Well, y'all won't come with these 50-50 thing and all these loaded thing. That's that. Okay. But if any provide not for his own, He has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Okay, let's go on now. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. That's right. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. All right. And bigger prophet Kosher. Hello. Thank you, Prophet Kosher. I suppose Prophet Kosher links, but the others are crazy sometimes. Some has come on. So thanks for attending, because I know that said this get their word to get a child. Anyhow, what else we got? Okay. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, that your prayers be not hindered. Listen, I mean, all these Bibles, how come I only hear people talk with submission? Anyway, I even know all these things.
Girl,
anyway,
finish a sentence. What you saying?
First Peter, you like this, hey?
But you realize they're married. They're
I'm going to send you this wife. Stuff. Because you just need these things. First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according unto the wife, that your prayers be not hindered. Colossians chapter 3, verse 19. Love with, Lord, this for the text messenger right now, sir, because you're listening. Love without harshness, resentment, or cruelty. Let me say it again.
Yeah, repeat that. Love that's hard.
Without harshness, resentment, or cruelty. Sir, no, man, you got to turn that down a little bit. That too cold prickly, which you come with talking about the correction. If that's what you want a woman for, that look like you going out, you just going to try to correct someone. That, and most of the time, people who seek to correct are usually the ones who require correction. Colossians, once again, chapter 3, verse 19. Love without harshness, resentment, or cruelty. See, that even make me lower down. Husbands, love your wives. You hear that? And be not bitter against them. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Wow. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. I can Bible you all today. A husband's love is sacrificial, not self-serving. You hear this, y'all?
You see why you have to be God-fearing and understand what the word says? You can't just be on these streets doing foolishness.
Listen, let me say
in the Bible.
Ephesians chapter 5, 25. And I'm calling off these biblical where to find it so y'all could go and look. I didn't make this up on my own. I didn't tell your child. If anybody got all the prophets, the priests, the pastors, I got them on lock. That's right. Husband's love is sacrificial, not self-serving. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3 to 4. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband. Listen, women, I can tell you all this now. I'm going to be too slack right now, but I got to be slack with y'all because y'all just don't understand no other way.
I know what you're about to say.
Big and juicy husband, please. Plenty of y'all guilty of that one too. Don't think I only come to talk with the husbands. I got to talk with y'all too. Plenty behemoth women, wives, y'all got to get this thing together now. Seriously. Likewise, also, the husband has not power of his own body but the wife. So just how the wife don't have power over her body but her husband, it's the same thing also with the husband. Don't have power over his body, but the wife. And the last one. This is the last one, y'all. Listen, Brittany. Get ready to drop the bomb, okay?
Hey.
You can drop it before I start then. Drop it just as a prelude. You want to do the prelude or you want to wait till I say this? Okay. Let me say it first then. All right. For all, because we always just hear about the women submitting. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21, guys. Submitting yourselves one to another. Let me say that again. Yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Not just the wife, guys. Not just the woman. Woman, man, husband, wife. Ephesians chapter 5, 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This both ways, guys. And then when you go to the Proverbs 31, I like Proverbs 31. I just dreamed of 31 last night. Dreamed of 31 and 13. But anyhow.
And then I go and say it today.
Yes, you did. Exactly. Yes, mm-hmm. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Somebody but play listen, that for me, please.
But listen now, guys. When you read that, even though we're talking about this godly woman and women, I am also reading all these things because clearly when I ask the women about the good man, a lot of them don't know what they said they never experienced it. So all those biblical verses were not just for men. It was for women too, so that you could spot this good man when he arrived. So these things wasn't me reading it, trying to be spicy or feisty or what have you. It's also for you women so that you can spot, because you could see him and know him. Okay? And now see, I'm going off my own from the prophet, them what they said, the things they said. But in the Proverbs 31 woman, the little piece, even though it was about the woman and women, go take a look at that. She wasn't just there waiting on the man to provide everything for her. Mm-hmm. That Proverbs 31 woman was a busy woman. She was mm-hmm. out there. She was buying land. She was a businesswoman. She was taking care of her household too.
Wasn't sitting down waiting on
She wasn't just thing. Waiting. Mm-hmm. She wasn't waiting for the man to do everything. Because guys, let me tell you something. Even though we like providers, a good woman ain't going to let you do everything for yourself. She will not do that. Mm-hmm. That's not a good woman. No. But in the Proverbs 31, it said that her husband is respected. Her husband is respected. He sit amongst the elders. Hello. I say no, no, no.
Oh, how times have changed.
Let me go on, Chad, because how you could.
Child, please.
That's right. I say nothing. Let me go on. This time is go quick. Or a random citizen, go on. Anyways, I have one more question and then we're going to get into emotional gangsterism. Okay, where is this now? Do I need to, because it's almost 2 o'clock.
Make it quick.
Where is this now? Hold on. Do you know I, oh, yes. Oh, see, I go to the gallery. Go to the gallery. Okay, let me pass. Can you scroll down? What is this now? What is that? Oh gosh. Okay, this is from Johnny. Johnny's group, Real Life Questions. Women Want Men to Answer. Okay, so hi Johnny. This Johnny group who's come on Paradise Africa.
John Paradise mm-hmm. Africa.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay, we mm-hmm. go. Okay, recently, this is someone who sent in a letter. Recently I started seeing someone right now. He's just my friend and I haven't told anyone about him. Wait, this is the one I want to read. Hold on. Okay, anyway, I can read this one. This one, right, actually almost similar to what I just read. I haven't told anyone about it. It makes me feel alive again in a way I honestly forgot was possible. Anyway. The connection is real. The chemistry is insane. And yes, the sex is out of this world. And he beats it up. Okay, let me go to... I know I am going to be judged by my next sentence. He is younger. You know what she was talking about with beating up. She ain't talking about getting...
Why are you talking to me?
Like what? Okay. He is younger
I don't
than...
I what that means.
He is younger than all three of my kids who are grown. I know how this sounds, so before anyone jumps on me, men do this all the time. I hate when people say this. Anyway, I feel women should be allowed the same grace. My question is, when is the right time to introduce a male friend to your children, and how would you even approach it when he's younger than them? I'm not rushing anything, but I also don't want to mishandle this or create unnecessary tension. Okay. Would you date a younger guy?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Here's my thing okay. with younger. Mm-hmm. It is so true, and it's also cliche, but it's so true. Age is nothing but, and it's based on where you are, mature-wise. Now, what was your next question? Or you're going to answer that first?
Okay. Okay. I have a grown daughter. I mean, well, she's 20. Now, would I date somebody and sit with her? Heck no. No, I wouldn't. But if that's what floats your boat, we'll go on with that.
Now, I say date your child. I'm saying, would you date 5 years younger?
Yeah.
7 years younger?
I have. Now,
would you date 10 years younger?
You trying to call me out on here or something?
No, I asking you a question. Stop talking your business. Mm-mm. Would you date 10 years younger?
They don't know what I am. Yes, I would date. I would date someone who's younger. Okay. However, but it would have to be some things in place, because to me, first of all, young fellas, their paternal clock is be kicking. They want baby, and I can't do that. That's one. Second of all, this person needs to be emotionally mature. He needs to be at a certain place in his life, mentally, emotionally, financially, all those things.
For a woman of your standard, now, yes.
As it pertains to meeting my daughter, no, you don't get to meet my daughter, even though she... And I have little crazy beliefs, and my mother brought me up the same way. I don't give a 5 cents how old my daughter is. My daughter is very private, and it's just a sacred space for me. So I think... And I don't want my daughter, she may know that I date or what have you, but there still needs to be, you know, some boundary in place. So no, everyone does not get to meet my daughter. Now, when you reach a certain point in the relationship where because also I don't want this to look like some revolving door or what have you. So now when it gets to a certain point, because there's a certain level of respect that your children should always have for you. And you can, and as parents, we can't just say, oh, well, I'm the parent and they should respect me. No, if you acting and moving in a certain way too, they're not going to respect you. So you are mother or you are father or whatever it is. So you also have to be. So for me, until this person has proven to be at this, you know, secure, the relationship is strong. This is a good person. You can trust this person, blah, blah, blah. Then you can. Why are you looking crazy, Heather?
I'm not looking crazy. I'm actually intensely listening to you because it makes sense.
Yeah. And even, you know, we're talking about grown children. And I have to mention this. I hate, and women, y'all been doing this a lot. And we've seen the repercussions of this where you got these people babysitting. This is a different situation, but you got these men babysitting your children. Your children watching you lay up in bed with man, different men. It's deplorable. We've seen it where, you know, harmful to the highest extent. No. I like to tell my daughter all the time, don't bring people into your crazy. And that goes for adults or parents too. Don't bring your children into your crazy. You could be a ping. You could be sexually explorative. Go out, go do that. Don't bring it home. Go out, go do that. Don't bring it home. Your children do not need to see that. And you see how serious I get with this?
I saw. You just went a whole different level.
Yeah, because that I don't like that.
No, because it's
things. Yes.
And in general.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So in other words, you're trying to say she should not be bringing sweet boy home.
I said until she's
what
secure.
If she, what
until
if he don't have a place and they won't hook up?
He's mine, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if he's mine, he'll find a place. If he can't find a place, well, then he don't need to be nowhere near you. Sorry, I just saying, y'all. Anyway, let's go. It's 203. Hold on. 203, that's my daddy number. That's my little thing. Okay. Okay, guys. I want to talk about emotional gangsterism. I am she and she is me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the people want to know how old you are.
Old enough.
I ain't telling nobody age. You trying to get in people. You are me getting problems in LA.
Old enough.
Okay. So, guys, this is something that I've noticed. Now, it came, okay, in the recently it was several of my female clients who talked about it. But definitely this is something I don't want to put a gender to it. But it was something that two of my clients mentioned a situation. So one in particular, I'll just give, I don't want to give too much details. Y'all, confidentiality. I can't talk to... I could talk to people business because they sign things. But I can't talk to say, oh, this is a da-da-da-da-da. So I'm just giving you it enough so that you get an understanding. Okay, so there was a situation where... Let's say they were supposed to drop off a newspaper. Since it's newspaper in front of me. Mm-hmm. To their boyfriend. And the boyfriend, and so she had to go and drop off some newspapers mm-hmm. to other people. And so she didn't get there until, I guess, a little later than expected or that okay. he thought. And he literally went off and he was like, oh, I'm not a priority to you. And it was like a downward spiral. And I mean, stop talking to the next level, stop talking, and da da da. And this isn't the first time. And I've seen stuff like this. And like I said, I don't want to say a certain gender because I know that women, there are women who do this.
It's very feminine, though. It's a feminine trait.
You trying to take me somewhere where I don't want to go, Heather.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, because you just like this other person who text messenger who say, hello. And why do you think so many males are feminine? You're all trying to take me somewhere. I'm not going there.
No, but
okay,
I mean,
I'm not going to go there.
Instead of going there. Anyway,
let me go down this thing up. Because you're all trying to get me someplace where I won't go right now.
I mean, let's call a spade without.
You know why I don't want to say that, guys? Okay, I don't want to say that because I'm trying to teach people something.
Okay.
And when, and if we say stuff, like, or when people hear stuff like that, they're going to turn off. They're not going to hear. And I need them to hear.
Got it.
I need them to get the information. I need them to see themselves. And they're not, they're not going to be receptive. Is it that feminine? No, they're not. That's like someone saying, tell you a H or what. I mean, even if you're out here doing, you're going to just shut down.
Okay.
So that's why I don't want to say that. Okay. Y'all happy now? Can I go on?
Continue.
Can I be me in the words of Whitney Houston? Okay. So I call this emotional gangsterism. This is a form of it. And so I remember telling the clients, I was like, hey, listen, okay, give them some time, let them cool off, you and stand your ground and let them know that this was inappropriate, blah blah blah, it wasn't nice. Well, I said in a gentler way, but I'm just trying to hurry up and rush through it, because what's going to happen is that you're going to lose yourself if you give in. So of course they're like, what are you talking about? I said, because when you see someone also silence you, or they're giving you the silent treatment, they're trying to train you. They're trying to manipulate you so that it's now punishment. It's punishment for how, so the next time you won't do it again. This is a form of emotional gangsterism. So I want to go down the line. Person, you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, so here we go. This person, or the emotional gangster, has no awareness of self. Now, when I say they don't have an awareness of self, I mean, okay, like how I just said, that I don't want to use that because they don't see how bad it looks. You would even hear sometimes this person, like how you, okay, you use the feminine, they would even call other guys feminine.
But they wouldn't say that.
But they won't feminine see it ways. In themselves.
Got it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Text messenger. No awareness of self, of how you are coming across.
Ooh,
that's a real life example.
That is.
Okay, and yeah. This isn't Stanya trying to be mean. I'm just being
that's
honest
the reality of
and
it.
Truthful right now.
Because if you don't know what you're doing, or if you don't realize what it is, you continue to do it.
Yes, so the emotional gangster has no, they do not see where they are being too much with the person. Okay? The emotional gangster. That's one. Second thing. The emotional gangster. No reasoning. You cannot reason with this person. Because they have no sense of self. They do not see where they are doing this thing or they are this person. And as a matter of fact, and I know this is on the list, but y'all could sort out the numbers. Right? The numbers in important is the information here. They actually, when they act a certain way, they actually believe that they are entitled to do it. It's like...
they're the victim.
Yes. But you made me do it because of your behavior.
Am I an emotional gangster?
This is weird.
That's why I say women
if you can
and
see
men.
Yourself in it and be honest, yes. I think that's a step towards it because it doesn't sound as crass as the example that you gave.
Right.
But in different aspects of and talking with other people.
Let's go now.
Oh, child.
So, yes. So the thing about it, like I said, there's no sense of responsibility for their behavior. I saw this week, I think it was yesterday, I think it was Grand Bahama, where this man, I think he ended a relationship, the girlfriend told her to leave or something like that, and she burned down the house. I can guarantee you in her head, 10-1, allegedly, whatever you want to say, she's probably thinking, well, he told me this, so that's why I act like this. The emotional gangster will also have support, they'll have supporting evidence
evidence to support their behavior. Text messenger, the Bible.
And do it and twist it to make it
emotional supportive. Gangsterism.
Yeah.
Now, the people who stay with the emotional gangster, by the way,
they don't get beat down, man.
Okay, hold on, Heather. Hold on. And this was just notes. I got my phone. People who stay with them, I could come back to that. Let me come back to that. The emotional gangster, they like to give you the same energy. Meaning, let's say, and they take it a step further. So let's say they call you, they message you at 2 o'clock. You was busy. And by the way, the emotional gangster, very unreasonable. Like I said, they're very unreasonable. Anyhow, you didn't answer their call at 2 o'clock. You answered their call or responded to their message. Let's say 7 minutes or 10 minutes after you had messaged. Okay. So they are not going to respond to you back until another, the same amount of time or more. It's like a tit for tat type of thing. They're giving you back the same energy and more. Okay. The emotional gangster sometimes manipulates with niceness. They could manipulate you with money. They can give you stuff. They could be, you know, listen, boy, I hope these people ain't listening to this one here, what I'm about to say. Elation. Where my mom was like, Stanya, this person, maybe they did steal something from me or something like that. No, I ain't think they steal it. Those tiny the people. Okay, mommy. Okay, I walk in. I meet a person. I talk with person. Person leave. I say, mommy, that person stole it. Stan, how you know the person? You talking to people 2 seconds. I say, mommy, they steal the thing, man. Fast forward a couple months. It's on camera. They steal the thing. How did I know? The niceness. Very nice. Very thoughtful. Very thoughtful.
Trying to be unknowing.
Yes. They manipulate you, and then you can't be mean to the nice person. How could you be mean to the nice person? Okay. When you can't call them out on their behavior. There's plenty of narcissistic traits, by the way. You cannot call them out on their behavior. This person also, believe it or not, sometimes has trouble having friends. Sometimes you may see them change friends, or they don't really have true friends.
They got plenty friends.
But yeah. But they're not true. And you know why they can't have authentic relationships? You know why?
Because of those same aspects that you called up earlier.
And they cannot take the truth. They cannot take people confronting them or what they believe to be confrontation. They can't take people calling them out. And so they're not going to have authentic friendships. They're going to have surface relationships. Because people learn very early on that you are unapproachable, that you can't take it, that you're fragile and sensitive. Once again, back to sense of self. They don't have a sense of self, so they do not see how fragile they are and how sensitive they really, really are. Most of the times, these are the people who are very aggressive or assertive. They can give out, but they cannot take. Very fragile. Back to this friends. A lot of times, too, people are only around them because of the niceness, because of things that they give or do. Getting something from them. But it's not authentic. People can't be authentic with them, with these people. There's the victim mentality, too. So it's always, look what you are doing to me.
Look what you made me do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They really feel like you did something very, very bad to them. So once again, it's no sense of self. It's look what you did and look what you, like my reaction. And see, I could say to women, because I want a man say, Stanley, you only talking about that. Just like women would say, oh, you make me do this. Men say this too, but women, we do that too. I'd have gone through your phone because this, yes. Why are you laughing?
Because you're guilty. You have to understand. No, because it's real. You have to understand that our reaction, I'm not saying our in general, our reaction is based on your action.
That's basically what you're saying, right?
Right? I now, by the way.
I see crazy in your eye.
You see my eye sparkling?
Yes, I see crazy in your eye just now. I saw a little Norma Bates just now.
Hey, I am not. And here's the thing. Your first thing was aware of self.
You're aware of self.
I can proudly say I have passed my crazy phase. Every woman has had a crazy phase. You want to deny it or not, but continue.
Tell I know I done been up in the bush.
And walk home from Sandy Port.
Everybody
has had a crazy phase.
Back to emotional gangsterism. Listen, pretty much they feel very justified in their behavior. That's what I'm trying to say.
Of course, if you have no aware of self.
They feel as though that they are within, and in a weird reason. Way, they almost feel as though they own you. Okay? They almost feel as though they own you. All right. 1 minute, they say, I know you love me.
And you believe
tomorrow,
me.
Tomorrow, they say something totally different.
That's manipulation, man.
I'm giving you the characteristics, guys.
Yeah.
Listen, text messenger. You talking about Heather look a little good. He done turn on the thing to see you, Heather. Me on live, you ain't know that. But you missing the point. You need to be paying attention to what I saying on this thing. That you missing the point, sir.
Is this the one who says discipline the woman?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You missing the point. Right now, since you want to talk about correction, I am the rod of correction for you, sir.
Child.
You are not paying attention. You weren't. You weren't about the wrong thing. You weren't about, okay, Heather, look, and Heather is beautiful. She's very cute. But what is not beautiful and what is not cute is your attitude, sir, and the way your energy that you come with. That is not cute. That's not attractive at all. I love you, but that is not attractive.
Okay, moving right along. The rod of correction has spoken.
Yes, ladies.
You're an onion.
I am nothing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. You have ears, hair, and you have eyes.
See.
Oh. All right. Like I said, 1 minute they say one thing and then they do something else. Mm. They act as though, you know, and listen, let me tell you something. It's like a black hole dealing with these people. Don't care how much you try to love them, it'll never be enough.
Yeah.
They'll act as though that, you know, oh yeah, you're a good husband, a good boyfriend, good girlfriend. Then tomorrow they sing in a different tune. You just have to do one thing that's off and everything off for them. They will forget about every single thing that you have done. And they will condemn and correct. Correct. You bring this on you, sir? No. Emotional gangsterism. And then they'll say they acted like that out of concern. And you are emotional. And actually, they'll even tell you that you're the bad one. That you abusive because you had them in turmoil. Women do this. You know, like when you call me to say you was on your way home. I only was concerned. You might have been concerned, sis. But you trying to control that man. You trying to see where he is and what he doing. Stop it now. Let's be honest. That's why I say this genderless right now. This is for men and women.
How do men do that? You pointed out something that women do.
How
are men, and I'm being facetious, not ignorant. How are men now?
Men is act like that too. Or
call
even,
me where you is.
Okay, the man who, okay, boy, all right. So I remember somebody had shared, they said they were visiting a female friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the female friend was in the bathroom taking a shower. And so this person, she's sitting there just doing whatever. And so the phone went off. So she didn't pay it any mind. And then she noticed that the phone kept going off. So she looked at the phone because she's like, okay, maybe this is an emergency and the phone is there. So when she looked at the phone, it was the friend's boyfriend. And so she said, literally, minute after minute after minute after minute, he was calling. And so when the friend came out of the shower, she said, hey, so I don't know if it was an emergency. Maybe you need to go and check. Maybe something happened.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so he's on the phone screaming. He's like, where the F you been? And da 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 da. So she's like, hey, I was in the shower.
Is it him, man?
Yes.
Sound like a movie.
Let me tell you something. When we watch these movies, we be thinking that people make these things up. But I tell you, real life stranger than fiction.
And so whenever I call you, you should answer. So that's why I say, it's this ownership too that people have. Like, they really feel like they own you in a sense too. And don't, no matter what you're doing, they should be priority. And I'm telling you, if any of these things or a couple of these things really resonating and you with somebody like that, you need to run, because you're going to lose yourself. You will be a shell of yourself. You'll be a shell of yourself because you would have given yourself away. And the thing about it, as I said earlier, you cannot please these people. It's a black hole. It's a black hole. And the black hole is like, it's the bottomless pit. Don't care what you do, it'll never be enough. Don't care what you do, emotional gangsterism, you will be living in turmoil. Emotionally, you will be so unstable by the time this person is done with you. These people also sometimes, they don't want you. This is a clear sign. When you see they ain't want you to have no friends, they ain't want you to hang out with nobody.
Very narcissistic.
Oh, Lord of mercy. Oh, here's another one. The emotional gangster believe that they are very intelligent. Their belief in how intelligent they are surpasses
their
IQ reality. You know people like this, hey?
I do.
This ain't even funny to say.
That's why I look at you. It's nothing laughable about this, because I think I may have had the same one or two of these things. I've known people with these things. I think everybody has had somebody or know somebody who's had some of these traits.
Okay, here we go.
Ciao.
Now, in men, they call it often women. In men, this is the crazy part. Most of these men they have powerful positions, or they're in a position of power. I could tell you this one thing. I remember, I do a good job at my daughter, but I do a good job.
You better. You be helping us in the streets.
I do.
And you can do a good job with your daughter. You need to get locked
up. Let me tell you, Stanya messed up plenty of things, and I's a work in progress too.
And she can make her own mistakes.
I got to be real. I ain't like other people who's come around here faking the funk, acting like everything good. Mm-mm. I's a work in progress too, boo. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you this, I know what boo-boo smell like because I got mine. That's how come I could spot it. That's right. Anyway, back to my daughter.
Please.
So I gave this example before, but, you know, I keep telling you all, I only have one story. I ain't lying. That's why I keep saying the same thing. I remember my daughter. I remember going out with this gentleman boy and a position of power. Da-da-da-da. Anyhow.
Oh, yeah. I know the story.
And he was, and so I done doing all kind of things. So I go out with the guy. Da-da-da. And, you know, one day my daughter, she comes in the room and she's like, Mommy, so he is not a high-value man. And I was like, you was run right out. What you talking about now? He's not a high-value man, Mommy. I say, how you know he is not a high-value man, daughter? Mommy, Mr. So-and-so is not a high-value man, because the high-value man is a man who value you. And that go for the man too. The high-value woman is a woman who values you. And we ain't talking about crazy value. If she don't answer, he don't answer the phone in 2 seconds. We ain't talking about that.
That's possession.
Exactly. Okay. These people, now in men. Oh, wait, someone sent me a text message. Boy, one thing with y'all now. Y'all ain't even called me today, man. But you know what I know, but my audience.
When they listen,
then they listening. Yeah, but they ain't calling, right? So yeah, they ain't calling. They listening. They tuned right in. Okay, someone said, what are some characteristics as women we look for in friends? What are your views on a non-Bahamian relationship? Okay, hold on. And you see all them biblical scripture I give, all them scripture I give you, I even tell you about how the man guy be gentle and all these load of things. Hold on, I come back to you. Give me a couple of minutes of bringing it home now, sis. I don't know who texted me. Okay. But whatever I was now. Y'all know I done 100 years old. Where is it? Oh.
You was talking about the males. Oh,
okay. So in the males, this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They like to be in a position of power, but these men, they like to be around lower vessel people. So they'll have
feel bigger.
Yes. That's why, once again, they don't really have these authentic friendships and relationships. They can't maintain them. They can't, because they're not even being authentic. But this is what is interesting. Not their woman. They want the woman who will be respected or who a man wants or who looks good. See, that's why text messenger, he talking about your hair to look good. They want the good woman. They want a good-looking woman. They want. So they could be around lower vessel people, but their woman don't be a lower vessel woman, believe it or not. But here's the thing about this emotional gangster. Even though they want this woman to be of a certain standard or not a lower vessel, they don't truly even appreciate what the woman brings. As a matter of fact, they actually want the woman to conform.
A trophy.
Do the bomb, Brittany! I sitting right here telling the bomb do. So their woman may not be a lower vessel, but they want this woman to conform. The rod of correction. To correct a woman. How terrible that sound. Mm-mm. Okay.
No comment.
This person also... emotional gangsterism, they just need an audience. That's why he like called me and message. This person need an audience. Listen, this 2026. I dream but 31 and 13. They say that's when you're going on to the next level. That's the transformation.
All right then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My ma dead. I just buried my auntie last week and one yesterday. The whole generation done on my mommy's side.
Start anew.
It's time for us to be ourselves, Heather.
No one else.
And I don't have time to play. Because all these things that I'm saying right now, as I mentioned earlier, we do these things with our children too. We do these things as a boss at work.
No time to conform.
We do this, right? We do this with our employees. We do this with our children. We do this with people.
And it's so easy to do it, and you think yes. It's okay because you don't recognize it in the moment.
Yes. See, listen.
Because nobody else can call you out on y'all.
No.
Yeah.
Y'all just go to church so y'all could go get the church version. I character. Because that's what lacking. Your character. And all of us, it's incumbent upon all of us to be better, to do better, to evolve, to grow, to be better citizens.
Parents.
Better parents, better lovers, better teachers, better employees, better people. These people just need an audience. That's why, too, then when they do their foolishness or someone do something to them, they always will run and try to gather people to get on their side and make you
the bad guy.
I just know what I'm talking about a little bit, you know.
Just a little bit, you know. I give you one little gold star.
You could give me one little star on
one
the thing.
One little gold star on the thing there.
Yo, I ain't write no book like how you tell me the other day. I ain't write no book, but I got clients and years of experience. Hello. I got years of experience and clients. I own this thing. I know but this.
Yeah, you know a little something.
I ain't know but plenty things. Because the wise woman know, she don't know everything. But this,
you know,
I know. And the last little piece I could say, because my message. Where that thing, but I was talking people who stay with them. Back to the person who stay with you. Because y'all likes to kill me when I tell y'all some of these relationships need to be done because these ain't no relationship. You be a shell of yourself. The people who stay with them, then we develop, because I done been this person too. Stockholm syndrome. You know what Stockholm syndrome is? Where you identify with your abuser. We start to think they making sense when they ain't making a lick of sense. They ain't making no sense. Get off my text line because you're talking foolishness. I ain't reading nothing else what you have here. We become a shell of ourselves. And this is why it is so important for us to run away from the people who are like this. Because don't care what you do, you cannot fix them. You keep hoping that she will change, he will change. They will not change until they have an awareness of self. You have to take care of yourself. You have to let it go and move on. Life is short. Life too short to be unhappy and to give yourself away. You put in 10 years, you won't put in another 10?
Yeah, because I just put in 10. For Christ's sake. I might as well put another 20.
Your children are watching. And quite frankly, I could say this. All right, Ronnie, you don't know, but why is Sani married and all these little things? I'd rather be by myself than to be in a situation like that. I'm not saying all situations are like that.
But they say rather be alone than unhappy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that all situations are like that. Let me say that because I know many good relationships, guys. But you got to take care of yourself. This emotional gangster is a black hole, guys. It's a black hole. And I am doing this because, one, I want you to spot them so you can take care of yourself and not give yourself away. Two, if this sounds like you, I want you to do the work. I want you to do the work. When we work on ourselves, we also have a better community. Parents, we bring up better children. Imagine this person who's talking about correct women. Imagine him having a son. You know what our society, how you want to, you trying to make women unhealthy, sir? No. And I only doing on him because he's the one who message. He present right now. Because I come up with this before or a lie. Anyhow. I soon got to go come off this line here. But, and every time I say, Heather, you know, the other day somebody called me for a session and I tell them, I say on a little break, I ain't really. Because sometimes it's just blowing me out because it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And I am very present with my clients. All clients know this. They have access to me all the time. I with you every step of the way. I right there with you. But I realize too, because sometimes I just want to string or do my other things. This is my purpose too. And I love it. And I'm good at it. The number one life coach in these here parts.
Pop, pop.
So if you want to get rid of this emotional gangster or you see yourself in this. Brittany, wait. Hold on. I ain't finished. Give me a call. 451-6767. Or you could find me on Facebook. You see Brittany under the white tutelage. But y'all know how to find me.
Let's find out.